Blog Talk Radio.
Remember, Sammy Kim, right? Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Still one of my favorite intros of all time.
Way longer now than it was in that.
All right. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Slim and Kim. And today we are going over...
We're just talking about the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie.
The preview of the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie.
You guys are, like,
which
obsessed with all things Ghostbusters.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I
just hope it's as good as... I was not a disappointment.
I got my proton pack. I got my elbow pads. I got my jumpsuit. I got my PKA meter over there. I got my trap. I am ready for this movie. I'm here for it all. I'm here for it all. Hold on. I got my Ecto-1 sitting in the background. So.
What are your predictions for this movie?
Okay, so. My predictions from this movie, and you know what? And it's been weird because I haven't heard any spoilers. You know, it's been
I guess
so,
they showed it, was it Comic-Con in New York? They showed it?
They showed it at San Diego Comic-Con.
But like, nobody's talking about it.
And they showed it at New York Comic-Con, and they showed it like pre-screenings all over the country. But yet, nobody's talking about it.
They must have made everybody like sign a non-disclosure, like, hey, you can see this. But if you talk about it before the movie comes out, we're going to sue you kind of thing.
Maybe.
Usually somebody
gives
out something by now.
I've heard a lot of different, not much, but like different
predictions, though.
Predictions and stuff
they're
like
not
that.
Spoilers.
And from the previews, you know, you can figure out a lot from the trailers, from the trailers. So from what I've taken from the trailers and what I've saw, Mr. Gooberstein or Gooberstein or whatever his name is, Paul Rudd. I see. We all can see
like
him.
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher.
I got that from the picture.
Yeah, from the trailer. He also is going to get possessed by a terror dog. Terror dog is either Zool. Or Vince Clorthol, or something like that. The guy that Rick Moranis played. I mean.
And you can see from the trailers, they're all coming back.
With the Terror Dogs there, for Gozer to come back to back onto Earth or through the portal, like she did in the first Ghostbusters in 1984, they needed... both the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper, which happened to just be dogs, terror dogs, and they possessed Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis, and that's how Gozer. That's what opened the portal, Gatekeeper and the Keymaster. So, and that's when I believe that's going to have same thing's going to happen because in the first movie, I've watched it 1,000 times, and they never truly defeat Gozer. What they did was they just shut the door. So basically...
Lock them away, yeah.
So say you come into my house and I don't want you in my house and like...
Yeah, you lock them out.
The door opens from both sides.
Yeah.
And it closes from both sides. So what the Ghostbusters did, we all seen the first movie.
The kids are going to open the door.
No. They cross the streams and they shut the door.
Out.
They shut the door, so.
Yeah, and Ghostbusters 1.
And Ghostbusters 1. So, in this one,
kids
I believe.
Are gonna release them, right?
I believe that from what I've seen from the preview, the trailers, that
Yeah, but at Winston's house, I think.
No, that that once they open the trap and release the terror dog, that the terror dog, I don't know what's going to happen, but the terror dog is going to somehow either, because it destroyed, when Paul Rudd opens the fucking trap, the terror dog blows out his windshield and all the bus windows. So it can clearly affect our plane.
Right.
So I think it's going to, and then I've seen a preview where there's proton packs. When the kids go down into the mine, the Shandor mine, that there's like four proton packs that are shooting at the portal, maybe a would-be door for Gozer. So I think Egon set that up before he died, which makes me think, you know, once the ghost comes out, or once they release the ghost by accident, that the ghost is going to actually somehow stop the proton packs or whatever. It's like a fail-safe to stop, you know, the portal from opening that Egon did before he died. Lord Spengler. So that's what I think. I don't know if it's right, but from what I'm looking at from the previews. And also what I see is like the mine, the Shandor mine. The dude, Evo Shandor, was a guy that built Dana Barrett's apartment building. And when you listen to Ray and Winston, when Ray's looking at the plans, the blueprints for Dana's building in the first one, he's like, this is real weird. Like, there's, you know, basically he used metal that pulls spirits and cyclone turbulence. He basically shingled the building with it. And then they were like trying to praise Gozer. They worshiped Gozer, and the metal that he was using was something that like pulls in, basically pulls in ghosts, or yeah. That's what they say in the first one. So I feel like Egon's going to figure out that they're mining this metal that was used in Dana Barrett's building.
Right.
And I think he goes to Oklahoma, where this movie takes place. So then once he gets there or goes there, he realizes it's, and another thing he said in the first one, the first Ghostbusters, he says that Evo Shandor, the architect that built the building, wasn't alone when he died.
Okay.
He had over 1,000 followers of Gozer worshippers.
Possibly tried to duplicate them? Like a copycat?
No. So listen. So
this is your area of expertise.
No. Just let me ask you this. How did Christianity and Muslims and any other, and Buddhists or whatever religion that people believe in, how does it continue?
People believe in.
Okay. Now, just because people believe in it,
yeah.
Then how is it passed down?
Their kids, exactly.
You raise your kids to believe what you believe, and it's passed down from generation to generation to generation. So if this guy had 1,000 believers in Gozer, and he had 1,000 Gozer worshipers, and so if you raise your kids to believe it, and then you raise their kids to believe it. So that's how religion, there's people that still believe in Odin and the Viking religion and things of that nature. I mean, it depends on what you believe. So religion is passed down. That's how religion still lives on.
Right.
It's passed down from generation to generation. If there was 1,000 Gozer, when Evo Shandor dies, there was 1,000 Gozer worshippers, that means that that religion was still passed down to their kids and to their kids and to their kids.
Okay.
That's what I think. So I don't know. This is just me just guessing. So I think if you have a mine And then plus that metal that Evo, that was Evo Shandor used to build Dana Barrett's apartment. It's just obvious. It's just obvious. So then I also think that once, you know, I don't know. I know we all know the original Ghostbusters that are in it. Winston, Ray, and
one of them died, right?
Egon. In real life. I'm wearing, in real life. I'm wearing his flight suit right here.
And that's
Egon Spengler, Harold Ramis. He's one of the original writers. Dan Aykroyd
of these kids is his grandkid.
Yeah, and they're basing it off of his grandkids and his daughter.
Yeah, he died and left them the house. And
yeah. And they go to basically get their inheritance.
And all his ghost stuff is there.
And then they find all his stuff. All his proton packs, his Ecto-1, everything that he had. And then it goes from there. I don't know. I've never seen the movie. I cannot wait. I have my tickets. I go at 5 o'clock on Thursday to go see Ghostbusters Afterlife. I hope it is as good as it looks. I'm so excited, man. Here, can you grab me another beer? This one's gotten warm. I'm going just like this.
Hope they don't do like they did with the girl. The girl's one was just corny.
The girl one was just a bit extra.
But they tried to like, I guess you know, Ghostbusters. Instead of building off the story, this is building off the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but they made it its own entity. Mm-hmm. So they basically made it its own movie, which it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It had some funny parts, but
there was some funny parts in
for
it.
For real Ghostbusters.
But they
fans
like,
didn't like it.
Yeah, like you got like farts or front farts or back farts. And she's like, did that come from the front or the back? She's like, I don't know. Like, so you're laughing at queefs and farts? Okay.
I know. Real Ghostbusters fans do not like that. I see all kinds of negative stuff about
because it was
2016 Ghostbusters.
It tried way too hard to be
an original.
I don't know what the hell that was. And then it just went too heavy on the CGI. Now, listen, the first original Ghostbusters, we loved it because of the story and the characters.
Yeah.
We don't love it because it was so much
the
special
graphics,
effects
yeah.
in it. It was the comedy. The comedy was basically snarky, sarcastic, funny. Like when he turned on the proton pack, he's like, "Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back." That was funny, and he's like. We haven't tested this equipment. He's like, I blame myself. He's like, I do too. Stuff like that was just funny.
Don't cross your streams. Why? What happens when you cross your streams?
Yeah, it's like imagine life ending as you know it. Like, don't cross the streams. And it don't cross the streams comes back to how they save the day at the end. Like, it's just a great, great movie. Great movie. It wasn't about special effects or
right.
how cool the ghost looked.
Yeah.
It was just a great story. So, like, the problem, we all seen Ghostbusters. So the problem was, like, the first girl, like, it wasn't just Gozer. Gozer was the end game, but it was like how you got to Gozer. You had to have Slimer is just a ghost, but I'm saying you had to have the Keymaster and then
The gatekeeper.
Also, they had to possess two people that we've seen in the movie. And then not only that, but they weren't even the bad guys. It was Gozer. But also, it wasn't that, like, the girl or Rick Moranis was the – it was the building. Like, it was just such great writing. That's why Ghostbusters 2016 with the girls was just a flop, because it wasn't good writing. They were trying
to
make it a comedy.
Yeah.
And
just trying to make
an action
spoof
movie.
Out of it, yeah.
It almost felt like a Ghostbusters spoof instead of being an actual Ghostbusters movie, which, you know, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't all that great. it was almost like a remake of Ghostbusters 1, but it still was better than Ghostbusters 16. I mean, but like I said, I can't wait.
This Thursday, 2 days.
This Thursday, we're going at 5 o'clock, and I hope that I'm blown away like I was from
first one, the 1984 Ghostbusters?
No, I was so obsessed with the Ghostbusters, like, when I was a kid.
I mean, you are now.
I still am. Like, the cartoon was great. The cartoon was just a good cartoon. Like,
2 months you've been watching everything Ghostbusters. Everything Ghostbusters related, not to mention the movie, like, 10 times a day.
Yeah, I watched the movie.
You have it on a loop.
Oh, I'm just trying to I'm just trying to pick up stuff that I haven't missed.
And then you watch like everything everybody talks about on the new movie.
Let's run some red lights. Like Ecto-1, I love Ecto-1.
Each trailer like 100 times.
I just love it. Like, I love it. It was one of my childhood things. Like, I love Ghostbusters.
We got a Ghostbusters quiz.
All right, hold on. Here, talking to the mic.
The movie takes place in what major city? Boston,
New York. That's easy.
What color is Slimer?
Green.
What do Ray and Winston talk about in the car near the end of the movie?
End of the world.
What happens at Louis Tully's party? Everyone gets drunk. The Ghostbusters show up. Everyone leaves because the party's lame. A creature jumps out of Lewis's bedroom. Which character gets blinded by Slimer? Right, Winston.
Peter Venkman.
After the incident in Dana's apartment with the food, Dana goes to the Ghostbusters office. What are Egon and Ray eating when talking to Dana? Apple and orange, Marcos.
Cheez-Its.
Peter Venkman is studying the effect of what at the beginning of the movie? None of these choices. Positive rewards on ESP ability.
Negative reinforcements on ESP abilities.
What does the woman ghost say to Peter after he talks to her? What starts the cook on Dana's counter?
Eggs.
What are the Ghostbusters covered at the end of the movie?
Marshmallow. Yes, it was. Let's applaud me.
What is the name of the demonic spirit that haunts cellist Dana Barrett's apartment?
Zool.
What famous funny man has a lead role in the film? Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray, John Candy.
Bill Murray.
What city does the film take place? New York City.
Uh-huh.
Which actress plays Dana Barrett?
Sigourney Weaver.
Who's the leader of the Ghostbusters? Dana, Zool, Peter, or Winston?
God, I don't see this. Is what I don't like, you know, I don't agree. Peter's the only one that you can say is the leader. Winston was added on,
yeah.
But I don't think Peter Venkman's the leader of the Ghostbusters. I think it's Egon Spengler, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was the right answer.
I know Peter's the only answer.
With Saturday Night Live alum had a big hand in Ghostbusters.
Dan Aykroyd.
Who is the Ghostbusters' official client? Winston.
Dana Barrett.
What is the name of the god of destruction the Ghostbusters are trying to prevent from being released?
Gozer the Gazarian.
What form does the destructor god Gozer take on Earth?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Rick Moranis plays Louis Tully, Dana Barrett's nerdy neighbor, coworker, assistant, or ex.
Neighbor.
How many Ghostbusters are there when they start out?
3.
What is the first ghost that appears in the film?
The library ghost.
What is the name of the fourth Ghostbuster?
Winston Zeddemore.
The two demonic demigods that possess Dana and Lewis refer to themselves as the gatekeeper
and the keymaster.
Containment unit that the Ghostbusters keep the ghosts they capture inside.
In the basement of the firehouse.
What was designed as a gateway to summon Gozer?
Dana's building. It has, they basically shingled it with selenium, which I was talking about earlier, about how that's the metal that pulls in psychokinetic,
Energy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, the Ghostbusters stopped Gozer from entering our world.
Yes. No, they didn't stop her. Because he came in. Yeah.
What did the Ghostbusters use to fight and capture ghosts? Knives, salt, holy water, proton packs.
Proton packs.
During the film, the Ghostbusters get married, promoted, sick, or arrested.
Arrested.
When did the Ghostbusters come out in theaters?
1984.
Who helps the Ghostbusters in their office?
Janine Melnick? Wait.
A maid, a security guard, an intern, or a secretary?
A secretary.
What is the name of the EPA lawyer who wants to shut down
Walter Peck. Environmental Protection Agency.
What did the Ghostbusters call the car they drive?
Ecto One.
Dana Barrett first sees signs of the paranormal in her bathroom sink refrigerator.
The refrigerator. A.K.A. her icebox.
What is the god Gozer supposed to do to Earth?
End it.
What is the first ghost that the Ghostbusters catch?
Slimer.
When Peter Venkman goes to Dana Barrett's house for their date, he finds her in what state?
Possessed.
Ghostbuster Ray Stantz is an expert in which subject? Paranormal history, biomechanics, particle physics, or strategy?
Can you repeat the question?
Ghostbuster Ray Stantz is an expert in which subject? Paranormal history, biomechanics, particle physics, or strategy? Would you like a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Okay, so it's either paranormal history
or
biomechanics.
Biomechanics.
Wrong.
It's paranormal history?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, I got
Ray's
that wrong.
Ray's an expert when it comes to paranormal history and metallurgy. He mortgages his house in order to fund the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I knew that, but...
Which Ghostbuster invented the proton packs?
Egon.
Yes. Which Ghostbuster does not believe in the paranormal at
Peter.
First? Wrong. It's Winston.
Oh, what?
He says when initially questioned during his interview, Zeddemore says that
he believes anything as long as it's a steady paycheck.
Yeah, but he's clearly skeptical. This changes as he encounters ghosts over the course of his job.
Winston? Okay, all right. I thought it was Peter because he says I don't believe in that stuff either, but okay.
What paranormal phenomena did the Ghostbusters research at the start of the film? Telekinesis, ESP, reincarnation, astral projection.
What kind of research? Telekinesis.
Wrong. ESP.
ESP. Ah! Oh, God!
What is Dana Barrett's job?
She's a musician.
You scored 88%. You're a true expert. You got 28 out of 32. You scored better than 30% of quiz takers.
Ah, man, that's not good enough.
Your score is 88%. Average score is 91.
God, I suck. All right, let's find another one. Damn, I fucking
There's actually suck. Questions on there that I didn't see on other ones.
I don't know. That sucked. I should have got that right. I got to turn Man, all right, sucks.
So where did Dan Aykroyd find inspiration
from his family?
The movie was originally set to take place where? In the past, in the Old West,
future.
In the future. Which A-list star was supposed to be in the movie?
Eddie Murphy.
Which star's death led to the recasting of Peter Venkman?
John Belushi.
What was true about Bill Murray's lines in the movie? Remus demanded they were said correctly. He could never remember them. They were ad-libbed.
Oh, wait. Can you repeat the question?
What was true about Bill Murray's lines in the movie? Remus demanded they were said correctly.
Oh, they were ad-libbed.
Yeah. What is... the marshmallow goo that explodes onto William after thin. Actual marshmallow, whipped cream, or shaving cream?
Shaving cream.
Before Bill Murray was cast as Venkman, who was going to replace Belushi? Michael Keaton, Chevy Chase, or both were considered?
Chevy Chase? I think it was Chevy Chase.
From National Lampoon's?
Yeah.
Nope. Both were
both?
Considered.
Michael yes. Keaton?
Both actors were
Well,
considered.
He does look like Bill Murray.
Yeah, both actors were considered.
It's that receding hairline, but I don't think... Hey, Michael Keaton? I don't know. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Which of these actors was considered for the role of Dr. Egon Spengler? John Lithgow, Al Pacino, or Tom Hanks?
Oh, my God.
Here, I'll get it.
Hold on. I don't
know what that is. All right, so it's either, just look at Tom Hanks. It's John Lithgow.
Al Pacino.
No, I'm John Lithgow. Whoever that is.
Who the fuck is that? All right. Hold on. Mm. Damn, I'm sucking.
What was the nickname of for
Onion
Spider?
Head.
When did the film debut?
84.
How many weeks did Ghostbusters hold the number one spot? 0, 2, or 8? Yeah, because these aren't about the actual movie.
2.
8.
8 weeks? Damn. I know it lost the Beverly Hills
Cop. It held the top spot for 8 weeks. 7 of those were consecutive. When it reopened again, it still broke the top 10. Who sued Ray Parker Jr. after he released the theme song? Huey Lewis, Gladys Knight, or Aerosmith?
Huey Lewis.
How much did the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man suit cost? $100, $1,000, $20,000.
Oh, man.
Man, these aren't about the movie questions. This is about
$1,000.
Like, making the movie.
$20,000. $20,000. I thought so. I just don't think it's that much. $1,000.
That's right. It cost a whopping $20,000. And not only that, there's more than one suit.
Oh, my God.
Which is the best description of Ghostbusters? The highest grossing comedy of all time? A sleeper hit, never a big success.
A sleeper hit.
The highest grossing comedy of all time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was an absolute sensation. It was the highest grossing comedy of all time until Home Alone came out.
Really? Wow.
What did director Ivan Reitman say about the first draft of Ghostbusters? It was too short, it was not funny, it was too long.
Too long.
Yep. What was the movie originally called? Ghost Smashers, Ghost Killers, Spirit Busters?
Ghost Smashers.
Actually, an extra in the movie. Joan Rivers, Ron Jeremy, a future president.
God. I like to buy a hint.
So it's either Joan Rivers or Ron Jeremy. I know who Joan Rivers is. I don't know who Ron Jeremy is.
Ron Jeremy? I don't know who Joan Rivers is. I don't think Joan Rivers was extra. Just Ron right. Jeremy?
Yep. The porn star, Ron Jeremy, is in the film in the background. He would go on to make the hit, This Ain't Ghostbusters XXX. Did you see it?
No.
Who voices the demonic Dana Zool? Bill Murray, Tom Jones, Ivan Reitman.
Ivan Reitman.
What did Sigourney Weaver do in her audition? She dressed up like a demon. She recited her lines in tongues. She behaved like a dog.
Yeah.
Who was the inspiration for Slimer?
Belushi.
Who was supposed to play Louis Tully? John Candy. Who was Egon named after? Ramus's father, Ramus's alter ego, and a Hungarian exchange student.
Oh, man. A Hungarian exchange student?
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Egon was the first name of an exchange student from Hungary who Ramus met at school. Spengler came from the German philosopher Oswald Spengler. When did the writers come up with Crossing the Streams and the initial script and post-production on the spot?
Post-production?
On the spot.
On the spot.
While filming, the actors didn't know how to kill the Marshmallow Man. They improvised on the spot and decided to cross the streams.
I didn't know that. Oh, God.
Why did they almost have to change the name of the movie? There was
because
a TV
show. Somebody owned that name, Ghostbusters.
So there's a TV show with the same name?
Yeah.
The censors thought it too scary. Ivan Reitman didn't like it. Yeah. There's an actual 70s TV show called
uh-huh.
The Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
They had already filmed most of the movies. They cut a deal with Universal.
Look at that Meg Thee Stallion, Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Nonsense. Hottie souls. Hold on. Let me hit the Charlie Murphy laugh. Come on.
She's the sponsor for the new Hottie Sauce.
Yeah, Hottie Sauce. All right, let's keep
going.
How did
the director feel at the first film screening? He knew they had a hit, he was terrified, or he didn't go.
He knew they had a hit.
Terrified. He thought maybe the movie wasn't going to work at all. But once he heard the audience laughing, he knew it was going to be a hit.
Come on.
What was the original projected budget for the film? $30 million, $50 million, $300
million. $30
million. $300
million.
When the film was set to take place in the future, it was expected to cost a whopping $300 million. Once it was reset in the present, it was only projected at $30 million. That's a budget cut. In the original trailer, what phone number was used? A 1-800 number, a 555 number, Dan Aykroyd's home phone number.
It's a 555 number.
A
1-800 number. Oh, my God.
It was originally a 1-800 number, and this led to thousands of calls per hour for 6 weeks. He finally changed it to a 555 number. I guess people were actually really calling the number.
Yeah, because I guess it was free. A 1-800 number was free back then.
Yeah.
It still is. And
but I guess they were calling
555 numbers so that they could stop calling.
It's not a real number.
And then you had to pay long distance charges if you had to call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day. Think about it, in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You weren't allowed to call outside of the 856 area code.
Yeah, no.
Ray Parker Jr.'s theme song was a number one hit for how long? 5 days.
3 weeks.
Yes, it was the top of the chart for 3 weeks. Of course, Huey Lewis didn't like this one bit. It's still one of the most iconic movie theme songs. The Ghostbusters Firehouse was used in what other film? Wall Street, Made in Manhattan, or The Mask?
Mask.
As I would say, The Mask. Yeah, it was turned into a mechanic shop for The Mask. The building can still be found at 14 North Moore Street in Manhattan. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was originally supposed to appear from where? The Lincoln Tunnel, Central Park, the water beside the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because this is all about, like, production and making of the movie. He's on about, like, the actual movie.
Central Park.
Nah,
water beside the Statue of Liberty.
To show his massive size, the Marshmallow Man was going to peer from the river beside the Statue of Liberty. As it turned out, it was too expensive to film. Which 80s pop queen appears in the film? Madonna, Tiffany, or Debbie Gibson? Huh?
What 80s pop queen appears in the film? Madonna's not in it.
Tiffany and Debbie Gibson?
I don't know who Tiffany or Debbie Gibson is, so let's just get a hint.
It's Madonna or Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson.
Yeah. Debbie Gibson makes a little appearance in the film, as does Larry Kim. King. In fact, it was Larry King's film debut. How long did the film shoot in New York? 14 weeks, 4 weeks, or 1 week?
14 weeks.
4 weeks.
Oh, my God. I'm getting smoked.
The rest in New York goes
is in L.A.?
It's at it's an iconic New York City movie, but it only filmed in the city for 4 weeks. The rest must have been done at the studio. William Atherton, the actor who plays Walter Peck, endured what after the film was released? Public scrutiny?
Public scrutiny.
Outright aggressiveness from people.
Yeah.
The actor actually got into altercations and
bar
bars.
Fight.
He was heckled. People thought he was actually his character.
Walter Peck.
How many cars were used for Ecto-1? One, two, or three?
One.
Yep. Yeah, amazingly, there was only one car used for Ecto-1. Unfortunately, the car died sometime during the filming of Ghostbusters 2. What was used as slime in the opening library scene? Green jello, mint jelly, or Chinese food starch?
Green jello.
No, Chinese food starch.
Oh, my God. Do I not know nothing about my favorite movie?
And Netto Silos was used as slime, but it actually looks more like green jello. I would have never guessed Chinese food starch. All right, you got 16%.
Oh, that's so awful.
You got 22 correct out of 35.
Damn.
But that was a bad one.
That was hard.
That was about production, kind of, more than actual movie.
I get this. Not a Charlie Murphy one.
That was about like... That wasn't actually about the movie. That was.
Is there
like,
any more?
Yeah.
No, we'll do one more and that'll be it. I'm embarrassing myself.
Yeah, well, like I said, that was about making it.
Yo, what is that?
No. Yeah, that's just, it is what it looks like. What happens when you take testosterone supplements?
It cracks your junk and
I guess they're
and rounds the tip.
What the fuck is it? What is that? Viagra? I guess it's what happens when you take too much Viagra. It starts to wrinkle and crack off.
I don't even want to show you people what it looks like. Go to the screen.
Last quiz. The Ghostbusters set up their business inside of what type of building?
Firehouse. Let's go. Let's go.
Who is not part of the Ghostbusters team? Peter, Ray, Egon, or Louis Tully?
Louis Tully. Let's go.
Where did Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, and Egon work before becoming Ghostbusters? Columbia University.
Columbia University.
What is the name of the Ghostbusters vehicle?
Ecto-1.
Ghostbusters take place in what major city?
New York.
What is missing from this license plate? Ecto.
One.
That is easy. What is the name of the main villain in Ghostbusters?
Gozer, the Garzarian.
What is the name of the first ghost the Ghostbusters encounter?
Slimer.
Oh, library
ghost. Oh, library ghost. Oh, God.
You knew that because you entered it.
I just said that.
What is the name of the first ghost the Ghostbusters caught?
Slimer.
What is Dana Barrett's apartment number? 2260, 2206, 2620, 2062.
Two two zero six.
How much did Wright originally pay for the Ghostbusters car? 4,800, 4,900, or 5,000? 4,800. How much did the Ghostbusters charge for their first capture?
$5,000? I won't pay it.
What is the name of the hotel the Ghostbusters caught Slimer? The Ritz-Carlton, the Plaza Hotel, the Sedgwick Hotel, or the
Sedgwick.
What is the Ghostbusters phone number?
555-3268-2386-2368-2836.
2368.
That's the one I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go.
How many times does Lewis get locked out of his apartment? One time, two times, three times, or four times?
Okay, hold on. He comes when he's like about the cable. You first meet him. Then he's at the party. Then, damn, I want to say... Three times.
Correct.
Yeah.
What are Ghostbusters covered with at the end of the movie?
Marshmallow. A fall of me.
Fill in the blank. Right, when someone asks you, fans used to roast Stay Puft marshmallows by the fire
at Camp Wakanda.
What is the name of the Ghostbusters secretary?
Janine Melnitz.
According to Spengler, what is the one thing Ghostbusters must never do?
Cross the streams.
Yeah, 19 out of 20. And then one you shouldn't have.
I should have never got that one wrong.
You scored 81%.
All right. So.
Yeah, well, you scored better than 81% of two pickers.
All right. Well, I got one that I should have never got wrong.
Yeah.
Because I should have said the library ghost, but I was being trying to be fast.
The first ghost encounter was the library ghost. The first ghost they captured was Slimer.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm so excited to go see Ghostbusters Afterlife and subscribe to the Slim and Kim Show.
The money in the Cash App.
The Cash App.
Barbershop Talk Radio. We'll let you know how Ghostbusters Afterlife comes out on Thursday or Friday.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Switch me on.
You probably should play the theme song.
We'll get copyrighted. shit. Did somebody say something on there? On StreamYard?
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, nobody can say anything. There's nobody on it.
Right there.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to put that up. Want to become famous?
That's like... Yeah. No, That's
a bot.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Subscribe to the Young Slim. Slim and Kim Show. I'm going to end this here.
Switch me on.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Leave that on. Oh, that's so awesome. He's all scary.
He's jacking up. Like,
who's that?
You got a microphone?
Yeah. He's got a podcast. He's going.
Off. The seed are planted. The face is poised. The seed is the moment of her death. Nobody knows.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
Smoking fire.
Did I hit it?
Did you hit it? You destroyed it. That's the audio from the Ghostbusters trailer.
Thank you, guys.
We'll let you know how the movie is.
Can't wait. We'll do a full review on it once we're back. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys, for listening.
See y'all later.
Peace. Subscribe to the channel. Slim and Kim Show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Good boy. What the hell?
Oh, did this go off?
No, I'm just trying to end the show.